man, this past summer in St. Louis, am I right? Trying to enjoy a barbecue out on the patio was like running an obstacle course of flies and roaches. Yeah, you are not alone. You sent over some articles, right? And they're all about pest control here in St. Louis. And yeah, it is more than just annoying those creepy crawlies. But you mentioned STL pest control and the rising threat of vector-borne diseases. So we are going to deep dive into all of that and how to keep your home and family safe.
I think that's smart, connecting those dots,
Thank
pests
you.
and the diseases, because it might seem small, like just an annoyance, but it's actually a much bigger issue.
Okay, so let's break it down. Starting with why this past summer seemed to be such a breeding ground, right? Why so many pests?
Yeah, so it really comes down to the weather. This past summer, it was like the perfect storm, all those hot, dry days, one after another. Yeah, and not just for us, it was basically an open invitation for flies, cockroaches, all of them. They just love that hot, dry weather.
And then they're all coming inside.
Yeah.
Right. Looking for some relief, I bet.
Exactly. One of the articles you sent, it talked about this. Dehydration drives indoor migration. They're not just out there thriving, they're actually trying to escape that dryness, that heat.
Wow, so they were escaping the heat wave just like us,
Yeah.
coming into our nice cool homes.
Yeah. And it gets worse because the heat, it also speeds up how fast they can, multiply.
Oh no.
So not only are they looking for a cool place to hang out, they're reproducing faster too.
Okay, so now we've got all these pests, right? And they're multiplying like crazy and basically setting up shop in our homes. But like you said, there's the health risks too. And that's a whole other level, right? It's one thing to swat a fly away from your fruit bowl. It's another thing to think about what they could be carrying on them.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it's not even just what they're carrying on their little legs. Think about where they like to hang out.
Right, like a garbage can.
Exactly. Flies love garbage, decaying food, decaying, all that stuff that we just like, we don't even want to get near.
Yeah, you mentioned the ick factor. That's definitely high on the ick factor scale.
For sure, for sure. And they're landing on our countertops, our food, and they're bringing all of that with them. Like we're talking Salmonella, E. dot coli.
Oh, so just a really bad case of food poisoning waiting to happen.
Yeah, basically, right. Those are kind of the most common risks. And those will knock you down, but they can also transmit things like dysentery, cholera, not as common here in the US, but
Yeah.
if you're traveling,
Right. Right.
And then on top of that, you've got cockroaches, and those things are like walking petri
Yeah,
dishes.
because they love the sewers and.
Oh yeah, all the worst places. And they can actually spread bacteria that trigger allergies. They can make asthma worse, and they can even cause some really nasty bacterial infections.
Like what?
Like we're talking staph infections, strep throat. It's not pretty.
Not good. Not good.
Yeah.
So even if we're like keeping our own home spotless, they could still be bringing in all this stuff from the outside.
Unfortunately, yes. Like
Yeah.
little Trojan horses of germs.
It's awful. And you mentioned vector-borne illnesses too. That sounds even more serious. So how does that all work with flies and cockroaches? Are they like mosquitoes? Are they like giving us something directly? How does that work? Are they like mosquitoes? Are they like giving us something directly? How does that work?
Not exactly. It's a little different with flies and roaches.
Okay.
They're not like, little vampires coming in for a quick bite and giving us something directly. Think of them more like tiny little typhoid Marys.
Okay.
They're running around in all the wrong places, picking up microscopic bad guys on their bodies and legs,
Right.
and then they just deposit those germs onto anything we touch, doorknobs, countertops,
Oh my gosh.
your toothbrush, if you're not careful.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
And so this mechanical transmission, it sounds like it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. The CDC data you shared, over 1 million cases of vector-borne illnesses in the US just between 2001 and 2023.
Wow.
1 million people getting sick, some seriously ill,
Yeah.
and it's all because of something a little fly or a cockroach carried
A
in.
million cases, that's a lot. That's not just a few unlucky people. That's like a serious wake-up call. So, okay, this is a lot to take in. What can we actually do? I can't exactly fumigate my entire neighborhood, right? As tempting as that is sometimes.
Luckily, you don't have to live in a bubble.
Okay, good.
You can protect yourself, you can protect your family.
Okay.
The articles you sent, they had some really good advice, and a lot of it comes down to prevention. Basic hygiene goes a long way.
So the usual suspects,
Yeah.
like cleaning up spills right away, taking out the trash regularly.
Exactly. You're cutting off their food supply, making your home a lot less appealing to these pests. And don't forget about those entry points.
Right. The little cracks and crevices. I swear they can get in anywhere.
Oh, they can. Under the doors, around windows, cracks in the foundation.
It's like they can flatten themselves out or something.
Almost. So sealing up those entry points is crucial. A little caulk, some weather stripping can really make a big difference.
Okay, good to know.
And remember how we talked about leaky faucets?
Yeah.
Big attractant, moisture. Get those fixed.
Right, because who needs a fancy spa day when you can just hang out by the leaky faucet, right?
Exactly. But, okay, let's say you're doing all of that, you're being super vigilant, and you still see those creepy crawlies, you know, lurking around. That's when you call in the pros.
Okay, that makes sense. So what is it about STL pest control? You mentioned them earlier. What makes them different?
Well, they're local.
Right.
And that's huge because they really understand the climate here in St. Louis, the specific pest behaviors we see.
So it's not one size fits all.
No, no, not at all.
You need someone who really knows, like, the lay of the land.
Well, exactly. And the other thing that really stood out to me about STL Pest Control is that they use environmentally friendly products.
Oh, that's good.
Really important, especially if you have kids or pets.
Yeah, safety first, for sure. Especially when it comes to your home, your family. All right, so to wrap things up here, it sounds like those pesky flies and cockroaches, they're not just annoying, but they're actually a potential health hazard, especially with this rise of vector-borne illnesses. But the good news is there's a lot we can do to protect ourselves. So start with those preventative measures at home, be vigilant, and if you need help, don't hesitate to call in the experts, like STL Pest Control. Knowledge is power, and now you've got it. But here's something to think about. The research also mentioned that new diseases, ones we haven't even encountered yet, might be spreading faster, in part because of climate change and all the global travel these days. It just makes you realize this whole pest control thing, it's not just about today's cockroach or tomorrow's fly. It's really about being prepared for whatever might be, you know, lurking around the corner.